Welcome back to the Dry Fast Podcast. I am Isaiah, and tonight is May 19th, marking the end of day number 3. Hearty Shalom to you. It is the new moon day this evening, at which point we enter into the third month of the year, Sawan, in our Hebrew calendar. I am very, very grateful to Yahweh and Yahweh Shai for allowing me to do this fast, and Lord willing, I will reach day 10. The focus of this fast is thanking Yahweh and Yahweh Shai for the great things they have promised and prepared for our nation that we call Yasharala in the Hebrew tongue. I woke up with a headache. It stayed the whole day, and today, although it was a physically functional day, mentally I just feel somewhat crappy. Not a huge surprise for day 3 of a dry fast, but on a positive note, not the worst day 3 that I've had. Yesterday and today, my knees were feeling arthritic easily. If I move too aggressively, it can be painful and kind of burn-ish for a while afterwards. It's hard to describe unless you have experienced arthritis before. This feeling stuck around since the last dry fast, though lighter in intensity and severity than it is now. And really, it's incomplete healing from the last fast. Old, incompletely healed injuries tend to reemerge and exacerbate themselves before being fully healed. But if they get interrupted in the healing process, like in my case, stopping the dry fast too early, this is the result. Some of the rending pain I spoke of yesterday has come back in my upper rib cage area and also the corresponding area on my back, specifically along my spine. Although painful is a good sign of healing. Periodically, I also experience the needle pains all over the soles of my feet that I spoke of in my last dry fast. The saliva in my mouth is starting to get sticky again and tastes horrible. For me, this is right up there with the rending pain in terms of discomfort, although for different reasons. At night, my beard tends to become very itchy. I'm getting a lot of flaky candida waste coming through the skin, along certain areas of my beard and on my eyebrows. My hearing is improving. I noticed the high-pitched screech TVs and certain other electronics make. At one point, it got so irritating, I had to unplug it. I used to be able to hear the screech that electronics make when I was a child and in my teens, but then too much clubbing, and by that I mean loud music, and my hearing was shot. Public service announcement. Stay away from clubs. Nothing good comes from them. Clubs are a modern-day derivative of the satanic black masses of antiquity. Despite becoming recently socially acceptable and something just many of us grew up with, you can read the book The Sorceress by French Satanist Jules Michelet, which I posted a link to in the forums a few weeks back. I have no doubt that the high-pitched electronic screech, which is inaudible to most people, is intentional on the part of Edom and still negatively affects you even if you cannot perceive it. Weight-wise, I am 154 pounds today. Yesterday, I was 157 pounds, which denotes a 3-pound change. I pray that sharing this experience is helpful to you, and I am grateful to be able to share it. I'm glad that you are taking the time to listen, and you are more than welcome to contact me with any questions. May the Most High Yahweh and Yahweh Shai bless you and continue to guide you to greater levels of faith. Thank you for joining me on the Dry Fast Podcast, and I will speak with you in the next one.